Tonight, my heart is full of a sad song. My lonesome lover has taken off.
It could be 1938. You could be standing in the back of a smoky Harlem jazz club. Almost. Jolie Holland has a timeless, mysterious sound, a mix of her Texas roots, ramblings in New Orleans, and years spent playing and writing on the road. She describes her songs as spooky American fairy tales.
While our courtship was brief and magnetic, I was singing at the corner bar, and we both felt so romantic. We took a walk with the moon down to the train yard.
Jolie Holland joins us now from member station KQED in San Francisco. So what do you mean, spooky American fairy tales?
I really try to make sure that they're all real stories and that they are important to me or my friends in some way. But the context is kind of mysterious, I think, for most people. I think they sort of think, like, is this for real, you know? But they can hear, like, the trueness of the songs.
Can you give us a verse or two of something you're working on right now?
They're mostly piano songs, but I do have a song I'd like to play on the guitar.
Okay, what is it?
This is a song my friend Stefan Jakusko wrote. It's based on Dante's Inferno, but it's all true stories about his travels through America, and it's definitely something I can identify with, just the kind of pathos and horror and wandering.
Once I was out walking late in the night, and maybe I was dreaming when I saw a sight. A bolt of lightning streaked across the hazy sky, and I saw a distant tower standing up so high, blacker than a shadow, long before the dawn lit up for an instant, and then it was gone. And this is that feeling, it feels just like the end. See it strike across the face of my old friend. No one talks about it, though it won't be denied. Sooner or later, your rage will be tried. And angry dogs may tear you apart, but there is greater danger from inside your own heart.
Now I think I kind of understand spooky American fairy tale. So you do some interesting things with your voice on both of your albums. And I'd like to listen for a moment to the song Sasha that's on your most recent album, Escondida.
Well, I fell in love with a boy who has a real live romance with a train on.
I love the way your voice melds into the trumpet. Can you tell me a little bit about what's going on there?
I don't know. I never had vocal lessons, so I don't have much of a language about it. But I don't know. I guess I'm just going for a really kind of pure sound. Like, one of the things, I guess, is, like, it's the sound that's sort of got certain levels of vibration to it, stuff like that.
I want to ask about another song. It's called Old Fashioned Morphine.
Give me that old fashioned morphine. Give me that old fashioned morphine. Give me that old fashioned morphine. That's good enough for me.
I assume you're not advocating drug use here.
No, I'm actually not. I was riding on the bus, and there were these people in front of me who were talking about how weird it was that they had to put their mom on all these, like, they were, like, supervising her, you know, healthcare, and her mom was on all these crazy drugs, and they were saying, man, we don't trust these drugs, you know, we don't even know what the side effects are and all this stuff. And I had just read this book where the guy was talking about how at least we understand what morphine does, you know, like, we've got this extremely long history of using it. And I guess it was probably during that waitressing shift, like, I was on my way to work, and I just started singing that song to myself. And I think it was Friday, so I had a gig that night, so I played it that night with the bar band. So it was just like a little jokey song to sort of cheer me up, but it's meshing two different gospel songs. The first one is Give Me That Old Time Religion, and then the other one is Keep Your Lamps Trimmed and Burning. So it's like you know, be prepared for God.
For Billy Burroughs, it's good enough for me. Sister, don't get worried. Sister, don't get worried. Sister, don't get worried. Because the world is almost
done. Some of the reviews that you've gotten sort of note that you play with a pretty unassuming stance on stage, nothing slick or glamorous. Is that intentional on your part?
Yeah, I guess so. Because, I mean, the songs are super honest, and, you know, it's just me up there.
Is it true you don't rehearse before recording or going on stage?
Yeah, I've definitely performed, like, hundreds of times more than I've ever practiced anything in my whole life.
How does that not just sound sloppy?
Well, it does sound sloppy. But part of the big reason why I don't practice is, and I'm getting into the idea of practicing, but one of the big reasons I haven't practiced is because I play with all these jazz guys, and they would murder me if I made them practice these songs. That's just kind of like the jazz aesthetic is not, you know, it's about the moment in which you play it, and it's not about, you know, getting bored of the song.
So yeah. What do you want to do next musically?
Well, I'm working on 3 records this year. One
That's
is already,
ambitious.
I don't know. I think about, like, my heroes, like Nina Simone or Willie Nelson, and think about how many records they put out. And I think, like, you know, I'm being a sissy if I just, you know, put out 1 record a year. That's my goal, to record at least 3 records this year.
Can you take us out with a song that we might hear on one of these next 3 albums?
Well, I can try. I don't know about playing it on this guitar.
Musician Jolie Holland, joining us from member station KQED in San Francisco.
The first day I've never came faster than ever for the likes of you and I used to adore you, but now I implore you to quietly pass me by.
You can hear songs from Jolie Holland at npr.org. That's All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Debbie Elliott.
Least of all, someone like you who knows so much about.